It's just another game this week. It's an important game for us, a division game. We're playing in a hostile environment. They got a great defense. They've had a great defense for a number of years. Their guys have been together on that side of the ball for a while. And they're playing at a very high level, so it's going to be a good test for us.
A lot of fans are saying it's Aaron Rodgers versus Brett Favre, who's going to be better. How do you feel about that, and does that put more pressure on you?
Well, I think it's probably good for the league and our fans. But that's nothing that I even think about. I mean, I think guys in this locker room are focused on playing the Vikings. It's a tough opponent. We've been, making sure we're putting in the time, the preparation. It's a long week, so you have a lot of time to watch film and study your opponent, study your own game plan. So that's what I've been doing.
Because of the storylines, potential, it could be a huge audience. Is there a sense of that in the locker room? What do you have to base on that this group would be settled in the first quarter by a game like that?
Well, it's a tough environment. Obviously, we played there, in the past. I've been in the league for 5 years now. I've played there four times. Been very loud every time. Probably the loudest stadium we play in. Definitely the loudest indoor stadium. And that's a challenge in and of itself. But I know the guys will be focusing here. And it's Monday night, so, the game's going to be even a half step quicker than it is any other night. We know there's going to be a great audience watching. But personally, I can't speak for anybody else. But when we get out there, it's 11-on-11. We're playing in front of a lot of fans. But I think a lot of guys on our team are able to focus on the task at hand. That's executing on offense and trying to play fast, but play under control and stay focused.
Aaron, how much pressure is on you going into this game? After deciding to go in a different direction and go with you as your starter, do you feel the pressure going up into a game like this?
That's stuff that's media stuff. I don't really get into that at all. This is just another game. It's an important game for us. We want to win all of our division games. We have six opportunities. We took care of Chicago the first week. We know our division is going to be very tough this year, but I'm just focused on that Viking defense and trying to find ways to make some plays.
Your part was here for a while while you were here. Did you pick up anything that has helped you in your game, you think, going into a game like this or for your career?
Well, I think it's anytime you're in a situation where you can learn from someone who has more experience than you, but be that a player or a coach, you need to take full advantage of that. I feel like my entire career since I was in high school and being blessed with great coaches and teammates, that I've tried to learn something from each person. So nothing changes with that. And I'm, even with the guys in this locker room we got, I try and pick their brains as often as I can and try and continue to better myself as a player, especially mentally.
Have you talked to Brett Favre at all, even via text, and do you plan on talking to him before the game?
Well, I think that's between him and I. I don't think that has a lot of relevance to the game.
Aaron, the stage of circumstances, you kind of relish this, or this would be kind of fun for you?
I'll be ready to get to the game. I think there's a lot of coverage with this, and Monday night we know it's a long day in the hotel when you're waiting around to play the game. So I'll be ready for just that kickoff and to get going and try and find ways to make plays.
What do you do that Monday? Take us through that Monday. What do you do? How do you prepare for a Monday night game? Is it any different from the Sunday night game?
Well, it's nice to get to sleep in. That doesn't happen too often. Usually I'm up before 6:30, so get to sleep in about 8, I think, and then we have a walkthrough at some point, and you just trying to not stay in your bed the whole time. You want to make sure you're moving around, but you just can't wait to get to the stadium. I mean, you get on the first bus, so I'm not stuck at the hotel, although you're at the stadium for a little bit longer. It's nice just being there. You just want to get in that atmosphere and start to get the juices flowing, and you just can't wait for that kickoff to start and the game to begin.
Eric, you talk about what with that defensive line with Kevin and Williams and Jared Allen, all the big weight and speed besides they got there.
Yeah, they're a great front four. I think their defense is playing so well. They always play well, especially in the dome. With the noise, it's hard to. They really get great rushes on the outside, and the two big guys in the middle are great at stopping the run. So really, their defense starts with the front four and those guys. But their linebackers are solid with EJ back. That defense is playing very well, and the secondary is playing great. Antoine Winfield is a very solid player, but Griffin's playing well, and the safeties are playing well. So, I mean, we're really gonna have to execute and make plays when we get the opportunity.
How tough is it to play in that zone for you as a quarterback as far as your signals and making your calls? How tough is it for you?
Well, it just becomes more nonverbal communication, it's different because the snap count, often you have to go on a different snap count, but it just becomes more nonverbal, and I kind of like it though. If you can zone out the crowd and kind of get some get in that zone, you don't really hear anything.
There's too much hype going into this game as far as being gone and playing to a division rival. I mean, your personal view, there's too much hype going into this game.
I don't even get into that. I'm just focused on what I got to do to lead this offense. So that's for the fans and the media we appreciate it because it helps out the game, but I'm just focused on that defense and trying to get these guys ready for this game.
Is it harder to ignore all of this, the obvious media scrutiny that this game has concerning the storyline? You want to go home and just turn on the television?
I haven't changed anything I've done. You know, I mean, I like watching SportsCenter. I like, you know, watching Entourage. I watch my shows and watch film, but I mean, I don't have a lot of time to really watch too much TV. When I go home, I'm cleaning my house and watching film usually. I don't do a lot.
Just talk about the Vikings last game. Did you watch the end of that game and obviously the Brett Favre pass? Did you feel
I was actually in St. Louis. We were playing.
I know. But did you see replays of it or anything? I mean, obviously.
Did I see replays of what?
I mean, just knowing that he's 40 years old and he still has it. I mean, is he still?
He's 39.
Almost.
Yeah.
He's almost there. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying? What's the question?
I'm just saying, does he still have that magic touch that he did that you know when he played with him? Do you feel like he still has that magic touch?
I didn't watch the film of him. I just watched the Vikings defense.
Okay.
So that's what I was watching.
A couple more questions for Aaron, please.
The time of possession is always important. And you're still got a great front. So talk about the challenge of trying to have a long, sustained drive to keep the ball.
Well, I think you got to. I think it's... Anytime you're facing a great offense, you know, with some great playmakers, you got to take the ball out of their hand. You want to try and wear down their defense a little bit if that's possible. I look at it, you know, when we played Indy at home, we really wanted to keep the ball out of Peyton Manning's hands. You know, we were able to sustain long drive. We got to do the same kind of thing. We got to keep the defense on the field. We got to convert third downs. It's very hard with the loud, you know, the crowd noise on third down to hear the snap count and whatnot. So we're going to have to be smart with that and protect up and be good at our schemes. I'm about to deliver the ball on time. And if we stay on time, we feel like, you know, we'll be in manageable situations and we got to convert those.
How important though is it to kind of get this win on a Monday night going into the bye week too?
Yeah, every win's important. This one, you know, you look at where we're at in the division, you know, we're one game back right now. Minnesota's 3-0, so we need to tie that thing up and have the tiebreaker and have some fun on the bye week and relax a little bit.
Aaron, how are you different as a quarterback today than you were a year ago?
I've played 16 games, now 19. So the experience from those 19 games has helped. I've learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot the first offseason between years 1 and 2 and the same thing between 2 and 3, and felt like I was in a position where the game was starting to slow down for me in year 3, and then you know, I got an opportunity to play and played all right. And then last year was my first year starting, so I learned a lot on the fly and started to figure things out a little bit. But I'm just continually trying to be critical of myself every time I watch film and just look for ways to improve.
Last question for Aaron, please.
How important is it for you guys to establish that running game and get that thing going?
Well, it's tough, you know, because they're consistently number 1 or 2 in the NFL in stopping a run, so it's going to be important for us to at least keep them off balance with that. And we had a little bit of success at times, you know, over there in the dome last year running the ball. Ryan, you know, ran the ball well. But we're going to have to stay with it and grind it out and hopefully get us in second and manageable and third and manageable.